You're probably, well, I'd say you're not going to believe this, but you absolutely will. To mark the first anniversary of the creation of the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention, yeah, the actual physical office within the White House, the executive branch that was formed strictly to infringe on one of your constitutional rights that executive is tasked with protecting. Well, they are now announcing, or just about to announce, new executive orders that violate the Second Amendment in the coming weeks. Yeah, shocker. If you think that the Office of Gun Violence Prevention is an unconstitutional gaggle of a bunch of political hacks, then subscribe to this channel down below. It'll help this word get out, and it'll get you into this growing freedom family where I will bring you news every day about the violations of the Second Amendment perpetrated by these hacks as well as others. Plus, you'll get the follow-up video when they actually announce these executive orders, and I'll bring it to you. Now, in an interview on Friday, Stephanie Feldman, who is the director of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, who works directly for and reports directly to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the head of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, don't forget that. Well, the director said, quote, "We know that people are still dying every day in this country due to gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence, just like there's no such thing as Bluetooth remote controller violence. It's people violence. It's the individuals who do these things, not the inanimate object they choose to perpetrate their violence." But facts, schmacks. She continued, "Sometimes it makes national headlines, sometimes it doesn't. President Biden and Vice President Harris are committed to continuing their long legacy of leadership on this work." Now, Feldman said the new executive actions will be announced in the weeks ahead, but declined to elaborate on any specifics, noting only that some pertain to the continued implementation of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, while others are, quote, "wholly new," end quote. Now, she said Harris and Biden asked her office to address all angles of gun violence reduction to address not only mass shootings, but suicide by firearm, accidental shootings, and community violence. Looks like we're going to need to pay attention here. Now, you know what I work with Lear Capital and have for a long time. They're a trusted name in the world of precious metals investing. I've also told you Kevin DeMeritt stepped up when he found that customers were at risk of losing millions of dollars during a gold theft ring investigation. Plus, all the world banks are buying up all the physical gold in this world as fast as they can, which tells you it's probably time to secure your wealth because they're abandoning the dollar. It's why I choose Lear to help educate not only myself and my family and friends, but you, the viewers, who are my extended family, and learn about the strategic need to own gold or silver if you choose. It protects you and I against the enormous financial challenges that we face today and will for years to come. Lear taught me that hope is not a financial strategy, but gold and silver, physically owning them, is. So if you don't own gold or silver and you want to, I recommend you call the good people at Lear, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Ask them the tough questions that you'll type down below. They will answer you and they will educate you. There's no pressure to buy. Plus, there's a link down below with the FAQ video I did with Kevin where he answered some questions that a lot of my viewers sent to me. And it's a good watch. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Now, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, if you don't know what it is, if you're a new gun owner, really not paying attention to politics, or someone who's just passing by, that act was passed in 2022 after a bunch of rhinos in both the House and the Senate conspired with anti-gunners on the left to pass the first gun control law approved by Congress in nearly three decades. It included funding for mental health, but it was a bribery for states to enact red flag laws and even gave them, it promised them money if they would enact it. It also expanded background checks for firearm sales. It illegally violated the rights of adults aged 18 through 20, and it cracked down on illegal trafficking efforts. Unconstitutional infringements on the God-given natural right to keep and bear arms that is enshrined in the United States Constitution and applied to the states via the 14th Amendment. But now get this. Feldman, that director I told you about in that office, argued that though the entirety of the legislation, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, is already in effect, there's a big difference between implementing something and really squeezing out all the possible benefits that you can. End quote. That means they're going to try to do something similar to what the ATF has been doing all along. Violate your rights by administrative actions carried out by people who are bureaucrats, not elected, and it's not done by an act of Congress as required by the Constitution. That's also known as unconstitutional and illegal actions perpetrated by the executive branch, the president and the vice president. Now, she also pointed to some state laws that protect individuals' privacy as obstacles, preventing law enforcement officials from adequately responding to background checks or violating your rights, and said that her office was currently working with state legislators to push for changes that would lift such restrictions. Now they want to remove and destroy your personal privacy and the laws that protect it. I hope you are paying attention. Don't forget that Kamala Harris is the head of the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention and now running for president. And during an interview with Oprah Winfrey, she reiterated that she is a gun owner. We first heard her mention that she was a gun owner back in 2019, so this isn't really news, but this time she said this.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody and I thought breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
Then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Yeah, if you or I said that on the record and then actually had to do it, had to defend ourselves and utilize our firearms, we would be held with premeditated murder, but she just cackles. Now, remember, she said during the debate with Donald Trump that she's not going to take anyone's guns away. But just a few days prior, she called for an assault weapons ban. And that's taking people's guns away. This is where the wordplay comes in, guys and gals. By their thinking and what they're doling out to the sheep is that the assault weapons ban is not going to take anyone's guns away. You can keep the guns you have. It just stops every other American from being able to buy them. And that is taking people's guns away. That is taking away the Second Amendment, the ability for people to defend themselves with certain types of weapons just because of what they look like. Now, she did the same thing 4 days after the debate as well. Called for an assault weapons ban and red flag laws and universal background checks. And don't forget, she also, when she was running for office in 2020, said that she would mandate a gun buyback. Mandate a gun buyback. Well, then last Thursday, she said this, quote, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I'm in favor of assault weapon bans, universal background checks, red flag laws, and these are just common sense. She said that a couple days ago. Folks, we cannot sit on the sidelines any longer. If you're one of the 10 million gun owners and hunters who are not yet registered to vote, it's time to get in the game. Early voting has already started in some states. Register and vote. It is our civic duty. If you're a voter, challenge one person that you know did not vote last year, we all know at least one of them, and bring them to the polls. Help get them registered. Get them to the polls. Help them vote. How do you help them get registered? Well, voteforamerica.org, link is down below, that's where you need to be. Now remember, Alexander Hamilton said, those who stand for nothing fall for anything. Don't be one of the people who bitch and moan about the problem and weren't part of the problem, or part of the fix of the problem, and let the problem perpetuate. I'll see y'all in the next one. Take care.